You are listening to Is Inflation Making a Comeback? An investment views report from Fullerton Fund Management. Investors have become more concerned about the strong rebound in commodity prices and the pressures that may be building into producer and CPI inflation, especially across some of the key manufacturing economies. If inflation surprises significantly and moves well above its historic average, it could affect investors' desired real returns from their portfolios. A greater cause for concern is that significant overshoots in inflation could push interest rates higher, especially long-term yields, which can impact equities adversely. So far this year, we have seen a significant increase in developed market yields, especially in the US, and a fall in equities across most countries. With bond yields rising sharply and equity markets falling, many investors are worried that this could be the start of markets reacting badly to inflation risk. However, investors should not be overly concerned because most risk assets can give significant inflation protection. Since 2000, most risk assets have generated returns that are significantly stronger than global inflation, which has averaged just under 4% per annum. Returns from global equities, corporate credit, and industrial metals were also solid and correlated together with robust global GDP growth over the period. Alternative risk assets, like real estate, are also popular inflation hedges. They can potentially give returns significantly above inflation and also offer investors the prospect of capital gains and rental income. With so much spare capacity, we believe inflation fears from surging commodity prices could be overblown. Sharp rises in commodity prices may not drive large overshoots in selling prices because there can be other offsets for costs across industries, especially from new technologies and innovations. During COVID-19 lockdowns, many firms undertook significant cost rationalizations to help protect their earnings. Margins were then given a further boost with strong demand rebounds as the recession ended. As this year progresses, many firms should be well positioned to navigate higher costs. Even with much higher commodity prices, we are unlikely to suffer any sustained overshoot in CPI inflation because negative output gaps and above-average unemployment, especially across developed markets, will exert significant downward pressure on inflation. It will still take several years for these disinflationary forces to fade and for unemployment to normalize. What has been painful to investors and concerning to policymakers in the developed markets has been the speed at which yields have increased this year. It has not been surprising that the Federal Reserve has been quick to reassure markets that yields should not rise too fast, because monetary conditions will be kept very accommodative. In many aspects, what we are seeing is the start of a good yield normalization process, on expectations that stronger GDP growth will be sustained and there is no significant inflation risk. If higher commodity prices ultimately signal stronger demand and growth, then higher yields can be a healthy response and a sign of stronger earnings growth to come through. Yet, the big test for many developed markets is whether economic activity can grow solidly with the return of positive, real 10-year yields, and this is likely to play out over the next few years. The US experience from late 2013 demonstrated that the economy could cope as equities continued to trend higher, even with the significant shift from negative to positive real yields. Policymakers today will want to make sure that the rise in real yields to pre-COVID-19 norms is not too abrupt, so as not to stress GDP growth by too much. Because of credible commitments by global policymakers, we believe that investors should remain confident that high asset returns can continue to be favorable as economies transition to a higher real interest rate environment. Economic activity is more resilient today, having emerged from the COVID-19-driven recession without the pain of a sharp deleveraging process that happened in the years after the global financial crisis. This recording is based on information available at the time the report is prepared and is for your information only. This recording is presented to you by Fullerton Fund Management Company Limited, UEN, 2003126 72W, and is provided for information only. The information contained shall not be copied, reproduced, modified, translated, or distributed without the prior approval of Fullerton. No offer or invitation is considered to be made if such offer is not authorized or permitted. This is not the basis for any contract to deal in any security or instrument, or for Fuller or its affiliates to enter into or arrange any type of transaction. Any investments made are not obligations of, deposits in, or guaranteed by Fullerton. Any past performance, prediction, or forecast is not indicative of future or likely performance. The contents herein may be amended without notice. Fullerton, its affiliates, and their directors and employees do not accept any liability from the use of the information in this recording. Thank you for listening. To read or download this full publication, or for more of Fullerton's market update and insights, visit our website at fullertonfund.com.